We are approaching Shavuos Haba Aleinu Latova, and as we know, there is a minhag of Klal Yisrael going back for sure 1,000 years, maybe more. We find the source already in the Kolbo, one of the anonymous early Rishonim, regarding the importance of having milchigs in some form, in some way. And we're not going to discuss halacha tonight. Halacha we can say for another year. We want to discuss tamei haminhag. We want to discuss the reasons for the minhag and why we are so adamant and so careful, and some people very careful, to make sure we have milchigs on Shavuos day, at least the first day. Again, by the halacha, we need to discuss whether there's an inyan of the second day, but not for this year. And for that, I want to go through a number of reasons. I want to go through 27 reasons. Now, there are more than 27 reasons for why we have milchigs on Shavuos. That's for sure. But these 27 are good. There are other reasons that I saw that are not good. These are 27 reasons that I think are geschmack. They're really solid, interesting insights into Kabbalah Satorah and relationship with milk and milchigs in general. So let's begin. The Ramah says that there's a minhag of Klal Yisrael. This is in Taf Tzadi Dalet in Sif Gimel. The Ramah says there's a minhag to eat milchigs on the first day of Shavuos. And just to put this in the framework of why I'm bringing so many reasons, so there's a comment to the Baal HaTanya in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav here in Sif Tzadi Zayin. He says, Noagin b'chol makomos la'achol machal yichalov b'yom echad of Shavuos. The minhag in many places, says the Baal HaTanya, is to have milchigs on the first day of Shavuos. Uminag avosenu Torah, and the custom of our fathers is Torah. Ki har beit amin nemru alav, and there are many reasons, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, as to why we eat milchigs on Shavuos. He doesn't give any, but he lets you know that there are many reasons. So I will do the legwork for the Baal HaTanya, and we'll try to include as many reasons as possible when it comes to Shavuos. Number one, we have to start with the Ramah. The Ramah says the reason we eat chalavi, milchigs, is to create two meals in which we eat two breads, in order to correspond to the shtei halach and the two loaves of bread that were brought on the mizbeach. Now, if we eat milchigs and then we eat meat, you're going to need a separate loaf of bread, because you're going to need a separate loaf of bread because the halacha is in Yoredei is that you can't have the same loaf of bread that you had with milchigs and flashers. So if you're going to have two meals, you won't be able to have the same loaf of bread at the same sitting. So it's going to cause you to bring a second loaf. And this will then invoke the idea of shtei halachim, two loaves of bread. The Pri Chadosh writes about this reason of the Ramah, kama tam chalosh hu zeh. This is a very weak reason, says the Pri Chadosh. He doesn't explain why. We can surmise the Chassan Sofer, of the descendants of the Chassan Sofer, writes in his Chedushim on Shavuos, that why don't you simply have two loaves of bread at the meal like regular? Meaning, we all have two loaves of bread at the meal on Yantiv, so what does the Ramah to come with this whole backwards thing to have milchigs? You have two separate meals, one milchigs, one fleishigs. We always have shtei lechem. So what's the deal with that?
Change.
It has to be different than the usual thing. I hear. So that's his question. He then suggests that the two loaves maybe correspond to Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh. Other Sfarim discuss this as well, this idea of the shtei lechem of the Ramah. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuvas Negros Moshe or Achaim Aleph Kuf Samech that one should be careful not to mix this up and eat the meat meal first and then have milchigs, right? That would be, you're supposed to have two meals according to the Ramah. Milchigs first, then fleishigs, says Rav Moshe. Don't have meat first and then milk. That's not going to work. You're going to end up with a problem there. We can't have milk right after meat. So Rav Moshe just wants us to be careful. Reason number two is the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yud Beis. Probably the most famous reason, the one we know since we're little children, in the name of a Gadol Echad. The Gadol Echad is probably the Sefer Gulas Yisrael, which we'll get to in a second, that essentially Klal Yisrael did not have time in order to get themselves ready for Yantif, because the Kalim were not kashered after they received the Torah, and Shchita, and Malich, and all the things that go into preparing fleishigs, it's a long process, says the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, they could not prepare meat properly. And this idea is also found in the Imre Pinchas, the Pinchas of Karetz, and the Gulas Yisrael, we said, the Sefer told us, Yisrael quotes it from the Kedusha Slavi. So even before the Mishnah Berurah, we found this idea that Klal Yisrael did not have the time to prepare fleishigs, and therefore they had to go to milchigs. Now, this opens up a famous question on the Mishnah Berurah, which is that the Gemara in Shabbos, Pei Vav and Beis, says the Torah was given on Shabbos. Shabbos was the Yom of Kabbalas HaTorah. If that's the case, then they couldn't cook anyway. It was Shabbos. So What does that mean? They couldn't go and do all the malachos and preparation of meat. They couldn't do it because it was Shabbos. Forget Kabbalas HaTorah. So why does the Chafetz Chaim come on to this reason in this regard? So the Minchas Elazar writes in his Shari Yisachar in the Mamar Mechoder Sivan, he wonders why they didn't just use the meat they had from the day before, right? Why did they have, was okay, they couldn't prepare new meat. They had some leftovers from the day before, and there are other tshuvas of the Mishnah Schir of Tachzal, he discusses this in Orachaim Kuf Lamed Hei. But turning back to this question, the Chafetz Chaim himself actually answers this. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer in which he collected all of the major topics in on Kudshim, called Lakute Halacha. So it was like a riff on the areas of Kudshim that the riff didn't write about. So the end of the Lakute Halachos in Chelek Gimel, in the edition published in Petrikov, in Tuf Reish Ayin, only that edition, the Chafetz Chaim has a footnote that is not found in other editions. And the Chafetz Chaim asks this question. He says, wait a second, I wrote in the Mishnah Berurah that the whole issue is that they couldn't prepare the fleshigs because they didn't know what to do after Kabbalah Satorah. But it was Shabbos, says the Chafetz Chaim, so who cares if it was after Kabbalah Satorah? So he says that this reason is only according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who cited in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar and Siman Memvav that the Torah was given on Erev Shabbos, not Shabbos. So if you like that reason, it only works by Erev Shabbos. But this doesn't fit the Gemara on Shabbos, it says it was given on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah also in Kuf Lamed Gimel Yedalad cites the Prima Gadim, who says that on Shabbos when we return the Torah, when we put the Torah away, what do we say? Havu Lashem Bnei Elim. Right, that's the when we put the Torah away, we say Havu Lashem Bnei Elim. Why do we say this? Because this Perek of Tehillim is a description of Maimon Har Sinai. Why are we describing Har Sinai on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because the Torah was given on Shabbos. So when it comes to putting back the Torah, the Chafetz Chaim has no problem saying that the Torah is given on Shabbos. But when it comes to Shavuos, he wants to go with the opinion that was given on Erev Shabbos. That's also a tzarachin over there. This would be a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Again, the Sefer Gulas Yisrael, citing Lekutei Ma'ariach, says the reason we eat milk is because it was Shabbos, and that's why. Meaning, Dehainu, it was Shabbos, that's why we have milchah. It's not because they didn't know what to do after Kabbalah Satorah, but because it was Shabbos. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld writes in the Chachmas Chaim that the Sofei Tevos, the ending letters of Devash V'chalav Tachas, which is the pasuk that we recite, Devash V'chalav Tachas L'shanecha, honey and milk should be under your tongue, referencing the Torah, that is Sofei Tevos Chalav. Sofei Tevos Shabbos. So even within this representation of honey and milk, we find a reference to Shabbos. The Torah was given on Shabbos. Maybe it didn't arrive home until after Shabbos is over. The Lubavitcher Rebbe writes in Lekutei Sichos in the Chelek Zion that the hours after the Torah was given did not have the status of Isra Malacha. He has a whole explanation that right after the Torah was given, there was no Isra Malacha for Klal Yisrael. And that's his explanation. Also, didn't they have man? Right, according to the reason of Chafetz Chaim, why didn't they just go eat man? And say, here's man, I want to eat a hamburger. And it would taste like a hamburger. So what was the issue over there? So the Moshe of Zekenu, the Baal HaTosos, writes in Shmos that the man tasted, it's changed its taste based on what you said before you eat it. If you didn't say anything before you ate the man, it wouldn't taste like whatever you want it to taste like. If you want it to taste like pizza, you have to say, man tastes like pizza. So the Moshe of Zekenu says that this was their malacha. It was usher for a Jew on Shabbos to decide how the food was going to taste using his speech, because that would have been a tikkun in the food, that would have been fixing the food, and that would have been a malacha. So that's why they couldn't have used man. Let's return now to the reasons. Reason number three, the third reason cited by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yud Gimel, cites the kolba, which is the classic reason, which is that people have milk and honey, because the pasuk in Shir Shirim Perak Yud says, Devash v'chalav tachas l'shonech, that milk and honey should be under one's tongue, in a reference to the Torah, the sweetness of the Torah. Similarly, the Prichadash says that the Gemara in Tainus Dav Zayin, that the Torah is compared to water, wine, and milk. And just as these liquids can only be preserved in very cheap kalim, in very cheap vessels, so does the Torah only become established in a humble person. That is his explanation as well. There's a Gemara in Adarim Pei Aleph that says that you get more success in teaching Torah to a poor person because they're not thinking about their money so much and they'll think more about the Torah. The Ben Yehoyada expands on this idea. He explains that water corresponds to Torah Shebaksav, milk corresponds to Torah Sheval Peh, wine corresponds to Kabbalah. He has a whole explanation based on this idea as well.
What is this reason besides the first one? It's not more important than Simcha Elabasavi, right?
Correct. These reasons are...
That's why you have two meals.
That's why you have two meals. Meaning, all of these ideas over here that you're going to have milchigs, it doesn't necessarily mean that you push aside fleishigs. It means that you have some milchigs beforehand. You have a little cheesecake before the meal. You have some idea. It doesn't necessarily mean it pushes aside the mitzvah of yontif. But even we'll return to that issue as well in a few moments. Four, the Rabbi of Zhikov in the Imrei Noam Chel Gimel and Shavuah says that just like milk contains everything we need to grow, so too Torah contains everything we need to grow in Ruchnius, right? Milk contains all the nutrients, the vitamins the child needs. That's all a child needs in his first year of life, is its mother's milk. So too Torah contains everything we need to grow as well. Beautiful. The Nazir Shimshon says, the gematria of Chalav is, quick, 40. 40 days and 40 nights on Har Sinai. Number six, the Magen Avraham writes in Sifkat and Vav, based on the Zohar, that the 7 weeks until Shavuos correspond to the Zayin Nikim, the 7 days that a woman watches before she goes to the mikvah as a nida. So the Gemara in Nida and Daf Tes says that a mother's milk is created from her blood. The blood turns into the milk inside the body, and this reflects the attribute of Rachamim of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that mercy, that he takes that which is blood, din, and turns it into milk, which is Rachamim. That a mother's milk is a sign of her mercy, and this is cited by the Be'er Heitev and the Prima Gadim as well. Next, reason number seven. The Be'er Heitev and the Torah Chayim of Messiah Peivav and the Das Torin Tav Tzadi Dalad cite a Medrash Sochar Tovin Tehillim Paraches, which says that when Moshe broke the Luchos, the Malachim rejoiced. Why? Because they said, we're getting the Torah back. B'nei so messed up, the Torah is ours. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes all the way up to Har Sinai, to the top, and he says, I'm here to get the Torah back again after I broke it. So the Malachim said, wait a second, B'nai Yisrael just violated the second commandment in the Luchos, and now you guys want to get the Torah back? How could that be? So in response, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malachim, that when the Malachim came to Avram Avinu, what does the Pasuk say? Vayikach chema v'chalav min habakar v'yochlu. That Avram Avinu fed the Malachim who visited him what? Meat and milk together. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they violated the second commandment. You violated the Isra of eating meat and milk together. So you guys are no better than B'nai Yisrael. So how can you guys keep the Torah? Every kid in school knows that you can't have meat and milk together. And the Malachim violated that when they went to Avram Avinu. So the Malachim had no response, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe for the second time. So they explained, based on this idea, that when we eat milchigs on Yontif, it's showing that we're careful about meat and milk. Look, we're going to have milk, and then we're going to wait, and we're going to have meat. We're not going to have them together. That's a sign that we keep the laws of Basar B'Chalav, and the Malachim don't. And that's why we merit the Torah. The Chassam Sofer writes in the Torah's motion, Parshas Veira, he doesn't understand the question in the first place. Because the Malachim, the Pasuk says they ate milchigs then fleishigs, right? What does the Pasuk say? Vayikach chema v'chalav uben bakar. They had milk, they waited, they had meat. So what was the big deal, says the Chassam Sofer? He suggests that the Malachim didn't have kinuach. They didn't break between meat and milk by having anything like a cracker or anything part of in between. Why? Because, as Rashi tells us, Sarah became a nida, and because she was a nida, that's why Avraham Avinu didn't serve the bread that she made, because she became a nida while she was baking the bread, and therefore they didn't have anything to wash their mouth between the milk and the meat, and therefore that's why they were violated this Isser. There's a piece in the Noam Elimelech in Parshas Mishpatim that discusses this issue and regarding the meaning of Shavuos, but we'll leave that for another time. Reason number eight. Rav Yitzchak Weiss in the Elef Ksav and Os Kuf Samechei says that Moshe was saved on the 6th of Sivan. We have a Kabbalah that Moshe Rabbeinu was saved in the Nile on the 6th day of Sivan, right? The Malachim pleaded with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe, who's destined to receive the Torah in Har Sinai, right? He's going to be killed, right? He's going to be killed right now. You have to save baby Moshe, because he's going to give the Torah to the Jewish people. And therefore, this was the day that he was nursed, right? Because we know that the Bas Paro couldn't get him to eat, and she went and had to take his mother in order to nurse him. So we commemorate the miracle of Moshe being saved by eating what? Milchigs. Just like Moshe was saved, and he ate milchigs on Vav Sivan, so too we also have it on Shavuos as well. 9. Rav Shaul Brach in the Biyosa Bokernos Tofrei Shed Zion cites the Gemara Bracha Samech Gimel on Beis that says the Pasuk of Ki Mitz Chalav Yotzei Chema. Right? What does the Gemara mean? that the cream of Torah is found in those who vomit out the milk that he had nursed. What does that mean? So the Maharsha explains that he abandons childish pleasure and silly things, right? You don't partake of any extra pleasure in this world. A person who removes all extra pleasures in this world, that's a person who will be able to be mekabel and grow in Torah. And therefore, what happens? When it comes to Shavuos, this whole year, the person who learns Torah and is involved in Limud HaTorah and is not worried by desserts, didn't have any milkshakes or pizza or cheesecake and all these things. So finally on Shavuos, we give him one day to celebrate. And the day of Kabbalas HaTorah, where he participates and partakes of these lavish milchik meals and these big milchik desserts in order to show that the rest of the year, he doesn't inundate himself with all these extra pleasures. Reason number 10. The Yalkut HaGershuni, Rav Gershon Stern, he writes in Orachaim and Tafsadi Dalad, the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas in Yeradei Ayin Gimel was in the Chadesh, that before the Torah was given, it was usher to have milk. Why? Because milk is Avi Minachayim. Right? It's something that comes from a live animal. Before there was a Gzeir Sakasav in the Torah, where the Torah explicitly said we're allowed to have milk, because it says that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Zavas Chalav Devash, and Hashem would never praise the Torah in Eretz Yisrael in some way that we cannot participate in. And therefore, but before, says the Chassam Sofer, milk was Eivim Menachai. We weren't allowed to have milk. That's a Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer for another time. So we eat... He has all... He discusses eggs as well. He thinks eggs were Eivim Menachai. But this is a tshuva for another time. So the Chassam the Yaakov Gershuni says that we eat milchigs on Shavuos to show what? We were makabel of the Torah. We're not goyim anymore. Now we can have milchigs, and it's not Eivim Menachai for us. The Tamin Hagim quotes the same thing as well. The Kutzker Rav says the same idea. Now there's a beautiful piece from Rav David Mandelbaum, who we quoted before in the past, who's one of the great Mechaber Sfarim in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes in the Torah Journal Or Yisrael, number 11, Yid Aleph, and he cites the Imre Emes, who asks that if the Torah was given on Shabbos, then milchiks should have been muksa to them, since it was usur for them when Shabbos began, right? Before Shabbos began, that morning of Shavuos, were Bnei Yisrael allowed to have milchiks according to the Chassam Sofer? No, it was Eivim Menachai. The principle in halacha is, migo diskatzai lebein hashmashos, iskatzai lekulei Shabbos, right? If something is usur for you when Shabbos comes in, are you allowed to have it on Shabbos? No. Once bein hashmashos of Shabbos kicks in, you can't touch or participate in that thing that was usher before Shabbos. Even though if on Shabbos, a technicality comes about where you're allowed to use it. So since it was Eivim Menachai for Bnei Yisrael when Shabbos began, and then they got the Torah, now it's not Eivim Menachai, says the Imre Emes, it should still have been muksa for them. All milchik should have been muksa for Klal Yisrael because of Eivim Menachai. So Rabbi Mandelbaum has a whole answer to this question in a bunch of different ways. You can look in the Torah Journal Or Yisrael, and he discusses the Imre Emes. Next, 11. The big day sheish there in Tafsar Idal in Orachayim cites the Gemara Masechem Kufyud Beis Amud Beis, which states Rabbi Akiva as Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Akiva was in jail, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai came to him, and he wanted to learn from his Rebbe, and he said, "Right, Rebbe Lamdeni Torah." And Rabbi Akiva said, "Ein Lamdach, I can't teach you because they're going to come and kill you." So Amar lo, in Eina Tamalam Deni Ani Omer Liyochai Abel Moshech Alamachos. I'm going to go and tell him you more to the government. I mean, the Talmud threatened Rabbi Akiva to teach him Torah, or he's going to make the situation worse for him. I have to learn Torah from you, Rabbi. I need to know. So he said to his student, Bini, my son, Yosir Mimasha Ego Rotze Lianek, Para Rotze Lahanek. Just as much as you think that the baby cow wants to nurse from the mother cow wants to give to her child even more. That the Rebbe wants to teach the Torah more to the student than the student wants to learn from the Rebbe. So we see that milk is a remez for teaching of Torah. And therefore milk is an appropriate idea when it comes to Shavuos as well. This importance of teaching Torah from Rebbe to Talmud. 12. Rav Pinchas of Karetz writes in Imre Pinchas Dos Reish Samach Tes that we're making a suda for the completion of Sfiras HaOmer. That's what it's about. Why don't you just have a fleishing meal? Says the Rav Pinchas of Karetz. Because if I just had a fleishing meal, what would you say? You just have a real yontif meal. How do I know this meal is a special celebration for Sfiras HaOmer? So we make a meal out of something that we don't usually make a meal out of on yontif, which is milchiks. And therefore the milchiks that you have on Shavuos is a suda in the completion of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. How far does this go? So the Mishnah Yaakov writes in the Shuvas Narachayim Chayot Beis in Simon Tov Tzadi Dalid that a person who is not successful in counting all 49 days of Sfira should not have milchiks on Shavuos. That's how far he takes it. Right? If you didn't finish the mitzvah, then you don't get the prize. You have to make it all the way to the end if you want to have cheesecake. Okay, no cheesecake if you don't make it all the way to the end. Next, the Tamim in Hagiminos Tafresh Chav Dalet cites from Shivashon of Astropol, who cites the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, that one of the names of Harsinai was Har Gavnunim. That was one of Harsinai's names. Gavnunim is like Gvina, cheese. So we eat cheese, Gvina, to reference one of the names of Harsinai, Har Gavnunim. 14. The Chsan Sofer on the Alatora and Shavuos notes that on Shavuos the trees are judged for their fruit, right? That's why we decorate the shul, also because of Harsinai, but one of the reasons is because the trees are judged for their fruit. Now, twice in the Torah, the pasuk of Lo Sivashel Gadiba Chalev Yimau appears by which mitzvah? The mitzvah of Bikurim. For some reason, the Torah always links together Bikurim and meat and milk. So the Targum Yonasan explains why they connected, because the punishment for eating meat and milk is what? That the trees will not produce fruit. The punishment for eating Basar V'chalav is that the trees will not produce fruit for you to eat and the crop will be ruined. Therefore, on Shavuos, we daven for the produce to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how careful we are by not eating meat and milk. When you have meat and then milk on Shavuos, and you show that we differentiate and we don't mix the two up, we're saying to Hashem, Hashem, look, we're so careful in this pasuk. Please save the trees, that the trees should be able to give off proper fruits. 15. The Yotzer Minhagim notes that there's 365 mitzvos lo sa'aseh in the Torah, right? Corresponding to 365 days of the year. If you count from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so the 66 days to Kabbalah Satorah, right? 2 months plus 6 days. What's the 66 lo sa'aseh negative commandments in the Torah? Lo sa'aseh gadi b'chalev yimo. And therefore on Shavuos, the 66th day from the beginning of the year, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is the day that corresponds to Lo Sivashel Gadi B'Chalev Imo. The Degel Yehuda, on Shavuos, the Degel Yehuda was Yehuda Kamener, who was the father-in-law of the Sfas Emes. So, there's a funny story about that, because his name was Yehuda, and the Sfas Emes' name was Yehuda Leib Alter. So what happened was is that his father, the Sfas Emes' grandfather, the Chiddush Arim, instructed his grandson to change his name so he wouldn't have the same name as his father-in-law. So he changed his name to Aryeh Leib. That's why the Sfas Emes' name is Aryeh Leib, not Yehuda Leib, because his father-in-law had the name Yehuda, and he changed it by the directive of his grandfather. Nevertheless, so the Shver writes as follows in his Sefer Degel Yehuda, who says in the name of the Chiddush Arim, that Lo Sivashel Gadi B'Chalev Yimo is the mitzvah that corresponds to Vav Sivan, and therefore we highlight that we're so careful about this by eating meat and milk separately, not together. And he explains as follows. You show how careful you are in a mitzvah by doing everything else around that mitzvah that's not usher up until the point, and then stepping back. What do we mean? When Hasidim shave their head and they let their payas grow long, so the minhag by many chassidim is they shave the head with a razor outside of the places where it's aser. Meaning you show your love for the mitzvah by going up until the point where the thing is almost aser and then stepping back, highlighting the thing that you're not supposed to do. Payas are not shaved with the razor, so you shave everything else with the razor. So we want to highlight our carefulness in the mitzvah of basar, bechal, meat and milk by eating meat and milk separately. If you just had fleishiks, that wouldn't highlight anything about being careful about kashrus. But you have meat and then milk, and that highlights how you're careful in this inyan together. Reason 16. Plenty of time. The Shuvas Shein Mishimon has a bunch of reasons in Chelek Beis and Siman Dal. Let's go through them. The Gemara Chagig Yitzayim of Beis cites the Yushalmi that David died on Shavuos. Now, an onain is not allowed to eat meat. Now, we, in a sense, reflect on the aninos, on the sadness of the day when David HaMelech died, so we don't eat meat and we have milchus instead as a form of aninus. This is obviously only a remez because true aninus doesn't exist on Yantif. So this is only in the realm of Machshava. 17. He says that sometimes the Goyim or even Jews think that the separation between Jew and non-Jew is that Jewish people think they're better, and that non-Jewish people are bad, lower down. So we show that's not the case. We may be an Am Segula, a chosen nation, but it's not by putting other people down. And therefore, what do? We have meat and milk. We show that there's value in two things that are separate. There's nothing wrong with meat, and there's nothing wrong with milk. Milk. Both are very nice things. What's the problem? When we're together, and they mix. So we have meat separate from milk to highlight the idea that we are a nation, and the rest of the world are a nation. It doesn't mean that they're bad and we're good, or we're bad and they're good. It just means that they're separate, and they go their way, we go our way, and we don't mix. And therefore, we have meat and then milk separately, but not together. He then cites the Tshuvas of the Rivash, who says that because Sfiras Omer is midrabanan, so too Shavuos is midrabanan. We don't pass in that way, but there's a Tshuva of Sam Sofer regarding a certain get that was given. That's for another time as well. But Shavuos, according to this opinion, is only a yantif midrabanan at Zechel and Migdash. So he therefore explains that we have milchiks to show that the suit of Shavuos is only midrabanan, not midaraisa. That's why we have milchiks, because it's not a full yantif. Of course it is, but because the Rivash wants to say that since the holiday of Shavuos is really dependent on what? There's no date in the Torah. It's 50 days from Pesach, 50 days from counting Sfiras Omer. So since Sfiras Omer is only Derabanan, therefore the day that it ends with is only also Derabanan. It's a Chiddush. Don't worry. We still have to keep Shavuos this year. But he wants to say that therefore we have milchiks in order of this to highlight this Derabanan aspect. 19. The Kovetz Kol Torah I saw in Shana Yud Dal, year 14, cites a Kabbalah from the Brisker Rav in the name of Rav Chaim, that according to Tosfos and Mo'akot in Yud Dalet, nowadays there's no chiyuv, there's no responsibility to have meat on Yantif because there's no chiyuv simcha without korbanos. So how do we highlight this? We have milchiks. We have milchiks to show there's no chiyuv simcha without korbanos. Why do we do this on Shavuos? Right? Well, we should do this the same thing on Sukkot and the same thing on Pesach. So the Gemara in Sachem Samaches says that everyone agrees that in Shavuos is a din of Lachem. There's a special inyan to have something that's Lachem for you, the Jewish people, not just Lashem. And therefore we highlight this in the Milchiks versus the Fleishiks. The same idea is brought in the Eishel Avron, the Buchach Rav. 20. The Ateres Yeshua on Shavuos of Jikov says that on Shavuos we should correct our Gaiva. And the Torah was given in Har Sinai. The gematria of Ma'achal Chalav is Anava. Mem Aleph Chaf Lamed Ches Lamed Beis. The gematria is Anava, and Chalav highlights our humility. 21. The Rebbe of Bial and Divrei Bina and Shavuos notes that the taste of milk develops based on what the producer of the milk eats. We know, right? If the mother eats something not good for the child, it'll hurt the child's stomach, right? If the mother has something spicy or not good, it will ruin the child's appetite. So we see that so too the Torah is reflective on the person that it passes through. That a person has a certain tam or personality, that will affect the Divrei Torah that comes out of that place, whether it's with Kedusha or not. 22, the Rebbe of Biala continues, and he says that unlike other things that the Torah is compared to, water, honey, wine, all these different types of liquids the Torah is compared to, milk is the only thing that it hurts the Shoresh that it's produced from if you don't take it. Meaning, if I don't pick the grapes, what's going to happen? The grapes are going to fall off and the trees are going to be fine. If I don't draw water from the well, what's going to happen? Nothing. The water will stay there and nothing's going to change about the well. If I don't take honey from the honeycomb, what's going to happen? The bees will be just fine whether or not I take the honey or not. But milk, if the mother does not nurse, then what will happen? It will hurt her by not nursing. It will be damaging to the Shoresh of where the milk comes from as well.
Animals,
humans, whatever it is. Right? That's why you have to be careful to milk the cows on Shabbos, because it's going to be Tzar Balei Chayim. Therefore, milk highlights that without partaking of the Torah, it will hurt our Shoresh. Milk is special, that if you don't take from it, it will hurt the person if you don't partake in the Torah and of the milk. 23, writes the B'nai Yisalskar in Chodesh Sivan in Maimer Dalad, Chalav represents Chesed. Why? Because milk is white. Midas HaChesed, merciful, the Roshei Tevos of Lahagid Baboker Chastecha is Chalav as well. The Tosus Yantif in Brachos Parag Zayin explains, we begin reading the Torah with Baruchu Es Hashem HaMevarach. Why don't we say Baruchu Es Elokeinu HaMevarach? Because Hashem is a Midah of Rachamim. And we begin the Torah with Rachamim, and therefore the midah of chesed, which is the shem havaya, and which is the midah of chalav, which is milk and mercy, all come together on Shavuos. Rav Menachem Mendel Hagar, the son of the Avos Yisrael Vizhnitz, writes in the Sheiris Menachem and the Moadim, the Gemara in Bav Metzia Pei Vav, says in the Zuchus of Avraham giving milchiks to the Malachim, his children merited, Hinani Mamtir Lachem Lachem in Hashemayim. In the Zuchus of Avraham giving milchiks to the Malachim, we merited to have man. And the Mechilta in Parshas Peshalach says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that the Torah was only given to the generation that partook of man. So thanks to Avraham Avinu's milchigs, we got the man, and therefore we're able to get the Torah as well. Beautiful idea, also in the Nazir Shimshon. Writes Rav Avram Yehuda Lev, the Avbesin of Brak, who is a Talmud of the Kutzke Rav, he writes in his Ayal Meluim, the Pasuk in Mishlei Chav Zayin says, V'dei Chalav Izim. So the Gemara Bav Metzia Pei Dalet says that a person should know, V'dei Chalav Izim. Dayenu, a person should be able to sustain himself just with the milk of goats. Don't shech the goats. You don't have to have meat. Not every single time do you have to have a steak and a hamburger. You can have light foods, milk, eggs, a little pasta, you know, some cereal. It doesn't have to be heavy stuff that is indulgent and a steak every single time. And therefore, pas b'melech tochal, a person who learns Torah, is light, doesn't consume so much food, and therefore, that's what the Pasuk says, v'dei chalav izim, on Shavuos, we adopt the midah of just goat's milk. You don't have to have goat's milk on Shavuos, but this idea of milk versus other things. 26, right? We're up 26? Losing track.
Yeah. This was 25,
so it's 25. Oh, did I skip?
No, I'm
one number off. Okay, 26. I hope I didn't skip something. Did I skip? We've been following along, right?
26 is enough.
26 is enough. I have one more after this. 26. Rav Tzadok HaKohen writes in Rav Sisa Elayin Os Nunvav that just like a child knows that its sustenance comes from its mother, right? The baby knows that its food comes from its mother. It doesn't have to think or go to a shir about it or analyze or write a paper about it. It knows that its mother has milk for it. So too, we know our sustenance comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is who we turn to naturally. And this is the midah of milchigs and milk. Next, Bnei Yisrael were ketinok shenola dami, and therefore we eat milchigs like a newborn drinks milk as well. There's another reason as well. The Vayalkut Yosef in Shana Yud Beis, so he says from Rav Yehuda Leib Hirschfeld, that according to the Tzedukim, so we know that the holiday of Shavuos, according to them, should have always fall when? On Sunday, right? Mimacharas HaShabbos. We don't follow that. We know that it's the day right after the first day of Pesach. So why do we have milk then? If it's the case that according to the Tzedukim, that Shavuos, that the sphere begins the day after Shabbos, then when is Shavuos always going to be? Sunday as well, right? It's going to be 7 weeks later. The day of Sunday is going to be Shavuos. If that's the case, could you ever have fresh milchigs according to the Tzedukim on Shavuos? No, because on Shabbos you can't take any of the milk from the cow, and you would never prepare for Shavuos with milchigs. So he writes, this Rabbi Yehuda Leib Hirschfeld, we bedafka specifically have milchigs on Shavuos to show that no, our Yantiv of Shavuos can fall any day of the week, and we can always have fresh milk, generally. Because our day of Shavuos is not tied to Sunday and Shabbos, it rather comes to Pesach, and it's not Mimachas or Shabbos, literally, but rather according to how the calendar falls. And therefore, eating milchigs is a sign of our reliance and our appreciation of Torah Shabbal Peh, because it shows that the day can fall any day, not tied to Shabbos, and prevents us from making milchigs. I just want to end with the following note. That on Shavuos we sit at the table and we eat cheesecake, right? So the Darshanim like to say that you have to be careful that you don't sit in the cheesecake and eat up the holiday. Meaning don't get involved too much in the cheesecakes and the desserts and forget about Shavuos. When we sit down, the main goal of the holiday is Kabbalas HaTorah. The hope is that through these multiplicity of reasons for cheese and milchigs on Yantif, you remember one. So you're having that cheesecake, you're having those milchigs, we don't lose perspective on why we're having it. That's the role of Tamei HaMinhagim. A person has a reason in his head, and when you partake, it enhances the minhag, it enhances your avodas Hashem, so you appreciate what you're doing, and you don't get lost in the food and the other things that sometimes distract us when it comes to Yontif. The story is told that Rav Meir Shapiro came to America to collect money. He was in New York, and he was going around for the yeshiva, and he met a wealthy Jew who was not from, at this point, was very far away from Torah Mitzvos. So this wealthy Jew wanted to show Rav Meir Shapiro how much of a tzaddik he was. So he said, told him, let me tell you something. From the day, from the beginning of Sfiras Omer until the last day, until Shavuos, I always have milchiks every single day. A big, fancy milchik dessert. One day is a cheesecake, one day is a milkshake, one big, fancy milchik every single day in preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. So Rav Meir Shapiro said to him, you know, well, what happens if you miss a day? So he said, oh. So then I make up the next day and I do without a bracha. I have milchiks the next day without a bracha. And that's how I make it up. So sometimes we get so distracted by the milchiks and the cheesecake and all these things that we miss out on the point of the holiday. So yes, we spent a lot of time discussing Tam and Hagim, but that was only in the goal and the perspective to enhance or sharpen our perspective and our fulfillment of these minhagim, these customs, and not to take away from the day of Kabbalah Satorah.